Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cleopatra Memphis, and you're listening to Call Me Cleo. And tonight, I'm going to do something special for a special friend. We are remembering the late, great Ruby Wilson, Queen of Bill Street, blues legend. She is amazing, was amazing. She traveled internationally around the world singing blues music. And she is a Memphis staple. We love her. We're going to miss her dearly, and especially me. I had the honor of meeting her and, of course, making her a beautiful wig. And when she had a stroke at one time, and that's how we met, in a salon that I used to work with. And she, I saw her, I knew she had been sick, and I knew she had been struggling. So I wanted to give some love to her because I knew she needed it. I knew she deserved it. And it was wonderful to be able to do that. And in that meeting, she imparted some great lessons to me. I learned that she booked everything herself. She did her hair, makeup herself. She basically did it all and sung the blues. It was amazing. She basically told me that she got more done on her own than with a manager or with anyone present. She was a multi-talented woman. And so later on, after meeting her, that was in 2009, while I was doing my former radio show on WUMR at the University of Memphis in Memphis, Tennessee, I later on started my own business, and I got a chance to honor her at my first International Women's Day event, and it was amazing. She was so happy. She was, feeling good. She was feeling better. She was in a better place, and it was the perfect time to honor her. And it made my heart, just totally skip a beat because I saw the happiness in her face. And that's what I wanted to bestow to her because she's done it for so many people, for so many Memphians here in the city of Memphis. And something needed to be done, at least on my end, for the appreciation of the wonderful music that she gave us for so many years, all around the world, not just here in Memphis, but all around the world. And International Women's Day was a great way to make that point known. And I remember after also making her a wig, she took me out for my birthday, which is July 31st, and we went to B.B. King's, and it was awesome. She sung to me, happy birthday. We had the band play. We got serenaded by a musician, played the guitar. It was absolutely amazing. So she made your world, in wherever she went, engulfed with wonderful music. And right before she passed, she had a benefit on her birthday, on my birthday, for herself. She had a benefit, and I didn't get to attend that, but I'm glad it was on such a great day. It was on a Sunday, right before she passed. And I know I'm going to miss her dearly. I'm definitely going to miss her. The advice she gave me was priceless. She said, I'll never forget. She said, stick with me, kid. I'll teach you what you need to know. It was just like a movie. But in that brief time, she did teach me lifelong lessons just by the words she gave me. Her actions alone said a lot. And the love she showed me said a lot. She was a go-getter. She was aggressive. She knew what she wanted. But then on the other side, on the flip side, she was a gentle soul. She was a sensitive soul. She wanted to be loved. She wanted to be loved back. She wanted to be appreciated. But then she had that fiery side that kept her going. And I understand that wholeheartedly. I got to today singing in the choir. I attend St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm part of the Methodist community. While in the choir today singing, I knew I was going to do this broadcast. And it just, I was thinking of her and getting to see a little taste of what she sees on stage, what consumed her world, the love she got back from her audience, the feeling, the rush she got being on stage. And you can get that if you've been on stage speaking or singing with a group or by yourself. It's nothing like it. It is priceless. It is something that's indescribable. It makes you nervous and happy and giddy at the same time. So imagine, she spent all of her life giving and getting that love with the gift and sound of music. She made us better. And if you don't know that, you've been living under a rock. Just pick up some of Miss Ruby Wilson's music, and she will enlighten your soul with the love that she had for all of us, and the appreciation and work she put into the gift that God gave her, her wonderful voice, her beautiful personality and spirit. So we want to say, especially me, we love you, Miss Ruby. We love you, and we're going to miss you. Keep on singing the blues. And this is Cleo signing out.